Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today's teaching is called Birth Back into the Kingdom of God. It's a mystery. Birth Back into the Kingdom of God. It's a mystery. And this is part two. And the foundation scripture for this message is found over in Proverbs 1, 5 through 6. And it reads, "A wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wisdom." To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the word of the wise and their dark sayings. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I just ask that you bless everyone, listen to the sound of my voice, that you just increase this word in our lives and allow us to walk into the kingdom of God and allow us to know the mysteries as we search the hidden things of God. I ask that you water the word in our hearts and grow it up, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Birth Back into the Kingdom of God, part two. It's a mystery. First things first, there is no guesswork in the kingdom of God. However, it is a mystery. Let's go back to the foundation text, Proverbs 1, 5 through 6. And we note that it says, "A wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto the wise counsel." What does that wise man hear? I believe that the wise man hears the word of God. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach if he has not been sent? The wise man hears the truth of the word of God, the preaching of his word. And that wise man, and as well that wise man, surrounds himself with counsel. Wise counsel. You will find that wise counsel in the church. Men of standard, sanctified women and men of God. You'll know them by their fruit. And let's keep going to understand a proverb and the interpretation. So understanding the proverb and the interpretation is going behind the word. So for example, when we get into the word of God, some of us can read the word of God on a higher level. That means that we just read the word and we don't go deeper into that word. We don't get an understanding of that word. We only have knowledge of the word. But then there's understanding that we have to get of the word. So the understanding of the word will cause us to do something with it. It's just like we have a bookcase full of books. We have knowledge of those books, but we can go right past that bookcase of all the books that we done bought over the years and never pick up the book to read it. We have knowledge that is there, but we don't have the understanding. Now, once we pick up the book and read it, then we get an understanding and the Lord our God starts speaking to us. But after we get that understanding, then we get the wisdom. We go deeper and deeper in the things of God, and then we get the wisdom of the word of God. And after wisdom, then we get the revelation. And once we get the revelation of the word of God, then we can do something with it. So now we walk by faith. So Holy Spirit is our teacher, and he's the one that takes us deeper and deeper. He talks to our spirit man and he gives us revelation. He unlocks the scriptures and gives us revelation of the word of God. But it takes having the knowledge, picking up the book, the Bible, getting understanding. We're meditating the word every day, having that wise counsel. Those that are sanctified, that are always in the word, Bible study, going to Bible study, and then allowing Holy Spirit to unlock the scriptures so we can walk by faith to what was revealed. We can walk by faith to what was revealed in the scriptures. But how do we get to this point? How do we get to the point where there's no guesswork in the kingdom of God? How do we get to those mysteries? Folks, the word of God in Proverbs 25 and 2 says, "It is a glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter." The honor of kings is to search out a matter. Now, being birthed back into the kingdom of God, we now have to walk by faith and search out that matter. Because God is our king, he's our father, and we are kings as well in the earth. That's little k. So now we have to search out the matter that is concealed within God himself. And we know John 1, "In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God." Everything is contained within God. So now we have to search out what's in God and what's in the word. We search out the mysteries through the Word of God and allow Holy Spirit to guide our hearts like a river in the earth, turning our hearts every which way He wants to turn it as we journey through the Word of God, and He reveals the mystery. He unlocks the Word of God for us. But we have to search out the matter. When we look at 1 Corinthians 2, let's go to verse 7. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7. And it reads, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory." See, everything was hidden in God, just like in John 1, before the foundations of the world. All things were made by Him. There was nothing made that we see or that we can't see that wasn't made by Jesus Christ Himself, the Lord our God. All things was in Him and made by Him. Let's keep on reading. Let's start all over. "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory." It's for us, folks. Verse 8. "Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they knew it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory," which is Jesus Christ. If they would have knew the mysteries of God that are hidden, that are concealed, they wouldn't have crucified our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. "Therefore, you wouldn't have been birthed back into the kingdom of God." See that? Now you're birthed back, you're His child, and you're His harvest. And the princes are the principalities and the rulers of darkness talked about in Ephesians 6. So the Lord our God kept Lord Jesus a secret. He was hidden. And so He died for us. Say amen to that. Verse 9. "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." The natural man cannot understand any mystery. The natural man cannot understand any mystery. The natural man cannot even search out the matter. That's why he says, "I have not seen." These are natural parts. Ear have not heard, neither enter into the heart of man. But it's the spirit man that connects with the Holy Spirit. Let us keep on reading. And this is verse 10. "But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit," spirit to spirit. "For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God." So is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that searches the deep things of God and gets the concealed matter, that mystery, and delivers it to our spirit man. Say amen to that. Verse 11. "For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God." Now, we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things we also speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And watch this. "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." See that? Being birthed back into the kingdom and actually picking up the book, the good book, and reading the Word of God, we get the mysteries of the kingdom of God as we walk faith to faith. The natural man cannot know the mysteries of God. There's no way, because the Holy Spirit only talks to our spirit man. And the only way for our spirit man to communicate with Holy Spirit, folks, we must be born again. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, for whomsoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Romans 10:9, "If we confess with our mouth that Jesus died and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus up from the dead, my friends, we shall be saved." That's how our spirit man is activated. Thereby, Holy Spirit can communicate with our spirit man, and we become His children, birthed back into the kingdom of God. Now we can get deeper into the mysteries and know the deep things of God through Holy Spirit. Notice in the pandemic, when the news tried to make everyone fearful of the coronavirus, some of the believers, they did not fear. Also, some believers didn't wear masks. Now, this is foolish to the world. It's foolish to the world not to wear a mask, even though the CDC says so. Some believers did not wear masks. I can include myself. Now, I know when the thing broke back in March that I continued to go to the stores. You know, they closed the economy down, everything down. I continued to go to Walmart. I continued to walk outside. I continued to go to the convenience stores and get things to eat. I even prayed for people on a journey. Now, I know that people were disconnected. They wanted to go the other ways because me personally, I did not ever wear a mask. I did not wear a mask until this day. I believe that I came in contact with people who had COVID-19, but through the power of God and through the blood of Jesus Christ, it did not affect me. But once again, God confounds the wise with the foolish things of the world. This is a mystery unto them. This is a mystery for the world. They can't fathom how is it we can be in the same vicinity. One can get something and another can't. But folks, this is all throughout the Bible when you believe God. Now that mystery is supposed to be a miracle sign and a wonder to pull the unbeliever into the kingdom of God, because the whole earth is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. So the mysteries are supposed to pull them in. God did something great for me. He healed me. He blessed my finances. He just did wondrous works for me and showed his glory. He revealed things to me. And now when the unbeliever sees that, they are supposed to come in to glorify our God in heaven. We can glorify our God in heaven together. See, it's a mystery when we believe things as believers. Psalms 91:5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Let's go to verse 8. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Amen to that. So that is a mystery. When the Holy Spirit tells me that you don't have to wear a mask, I automatically believe the word of the Lord. And so I go out amongst the people, but he already said, I already believe in my heart what the word of God says. That's a mystery, and it confounds the mind of the unbeliever. But these are the deep things of God, and it's for those that love him. And what are the deep things in God? There are so many things. Healing is in there. Protection is in there. Finances are in there. Everything is in there that you can't think of nor imagine, as it says in the word of God. But it's up to the believer to search out a matter. It's up to the believer to search out a matter. And how do we do that since we're birthed back into the kingdom? How do we walk by faith and not by sight? How do we do that when we see pandemonium all around us? Once again, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We can go to 2 Timothy 2:15. This is some medicine for us. And it reads, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. And what is the word of truth? The word of truth is the word of God. So we are meditating on the word of God, as in Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate it therein day and night. And so once we meditate on the word of God, study the word of God to show ourselves approved, we don't have to be ashamed. And this is how we get the mysteries of God. Step one is to study the word to get the knowledge and understanding and wisdom and the revelation. So once we get the revelation of the word of God, we can walk out on faith. And that's applying Proverbs 91. So those that didn't wear a mask, and I'm not coming down on those that had a mask on, but there's certain levels of faith. And so when we get that revelation on that part of faith, it's a mystery that we can walk out on our medicine in Psalms 91. And I know some people try to make others feel ashamed because they're not following certain guidelines. But let me tell you, you cannot beat a spiritual thing with human forces. You cannot beat a spiritual thing with human forces. It's going to take the kingdom of God. It's going to take the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Covering yourself with the blood of Jesus Christ. That's another way. That's a mystery. How is the blood of Jesus Christ going to cover you? Someone that's a relative, I said, I'm not wearing a mask. And he said, well, how are you going to cover yourself? I said, I'm going to cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ. And then they said, well, how are you going to cover yourself? What else are you going to do? And so some of us that believe in the word of God and walking it out, we have to stand firm on what we believe. Or when God told Gideon he can't take 30,000, he can only defeat the Midian army with 300. That's a mystery. That is a mystery. Or how about King Jehoshaphat? This battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord's. You need not fight. to send the praise dancers before the army. And we know what happened in that, 2 Chronicles 20:20. Read it when you get home. That's a mystery of the kingdom of God. Or our weapons are not carnal. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That's a mystery. How do we win? It's through the kingdom of God. And through faith and believing in the mysteries of the kingdom of God, the deep things of God. Even when we look at Apostle Paul, when he went to the island, he was on a boat and the angel said, and I'm paraphrasing, the angel said, you guys will not die. They were shipwrecked. He's bit by the snake on the island and the inhabitants of the island thought that he would die, but he didn't die. Then they thought he was some type of God. I'm believing like the Apostle Paul believes, is not going to come nigh me and I shall live and not die. So it's a mystery because I'm living out the principle, the precepts and the laws and walking by faith in this earth as a king through the kingdom of God. Say amen to that. So therefore, there is no guesswork in the kingdom of God. His word is true and does not return void. And this is why the kingdom of God is a mystery. But remember, the kingdom of God is within you. So folks, as Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God until salvation, until victory to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So I'm not going to be ashamed of what God tells me. I'm not going to be ashamed of walking through the kingdom of God in this earth as a child of God that loves God. He reveals his secrets to me so I can walk out on faith. So even though chaos can be all around us, as a believer, we have to walk this thing out and take God at his word. Now I know we were shaped in iniquity and born into sin, but now that we are in the kingdom, that we're birthed back into the kingdom of God, now we have to walk this thing out. That goes back to Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. And we are the just. We are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ that loves us. So my prayer for you is that you walk this thing out. Never be afraid, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. We all have sound minds as believers in the kingdom. We're his children, and he cares for us. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Be blessed. Amen and amen. Birth back into the kingdom of God. It's a mystery. Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed. Hey. If you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read his word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith Show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email. prayer@trinitystonechristianfellowship.org. That's prayer@trinitystonechristianfellowship.org.
Hey, tune in to the On Demand Inspired by Faith broadcast. It is a new wave of faith-based radio. Listen and get inspired as we are building your faith one show at a time. Tune in at inspiredbyfaithbroadcast.net. That's inspiredbyfaithbroadcast.net.